The Black Panthers started in 1966, and they started their movement against racism 5 years before us. And we started with 1971, and Ngā Tamatoa had just started then as well. But we were together, the university intelligentsia, right? We had Hanan Sid Jackson and Tamaiti drifting through the CAF at University of Auckland. That's where it all happened. We'd have a cup of tea and do the crossword and talk about, oh, what do we do today? You know, which protest are we going to? Or what movie we're going to? But it was exciting times, 70s, you know, Bob Marley, the music was different. Anti-war, make love, not war, all those things, you know. Gays coming out of the closet. It was so exciting, the 70s. We were only 15, 16 when we joined the Panthers, and we did change the world. We changed the world for Pacific people in New Zealand. We shone the gaps on how we were hurting, housing, education, because we were at the bottom of the heap. But 50 years ago we were doing that, and even today we're still at the bottom of the heap.
There we were, 16, 17-year-olds who banded together to do something about the injustice that we're experiencing every day. And today, the fight is on a different front, but the same dynamics are still here. And that is why we always need to be vigilant, and we always need to be alert, and calling out racism wherever it is, and then empowering other people to stand up against it. And we also think that the empowerment is not by muscle, it's by education.
We still, you know, injustice, education, we're at the bottom. Why is that? And of course, the media, you know, the politicians will say it's our fault. It's the community's fault. It's the culture's fault. But the blame lies squarely on institutional racism. We live in a country where institutional racism is rife.
And their message is strong. And so when you ask the question, is it still the same? Yeah, the struggle is still the same, but the levels of racism is far more sophisticated and hidden and veiled in polite language, but it's still there. Otherwise, why would we have had all those people, 52 people slaughtered in Christchurch by that terrorist, because that kind of thing was tolerated?
In terms of facing racism and trying to help our communities, really our parents who came here for a better education for their kids, and look what was happening. We were forced to learn an education which we couldn't relate to, and did nothing to help us in terms of our careers, our aspirations.
For us, education is a tool of liberation. It's not just about repeating what the colonizer taught us, it's actually about us, what they were saying, appreciate our own world, our own tikanga, our own beliefs, looking after our environment, and holding on to what little we've got left.